You know, I don't know how this week keeps getting better, but it does. Guys, welcome to another episode of Boxscore Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. It's just basketball has been absolutely nuts lately. We have, I think, 8 games. I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yeah. No, 9. Wow. These, like, loaded Thursdays and Tuesdays are crazy. 9 games. We saw history again. We saw a 50-burger. It's just so much to go over. We are not going to waste any time. Of course, we got to go through the weeds of the bad games, too. But let's have some fun today. First game of the day. The Philadelphia 76ers. We get a first look at this garbage that they are now. Unfortunately, I think it's tank season for them for the rest of the year. Philadelphia 76ers lose 109-131 to the Detroit Pistons. We have no Kelly Oubre now, 2 weeks out. Yeah, he's basically a drop. Unless you're in a Roto league, I understand, but he's basically a drop. And Tyrese Maxey, unfortunately, if your playoffs are now, then yeah, he's a drop. So we don't have any of them. And Paul George, I think, is out until the end of March. It's around there. That last week of March, he should be able to return from his suspension. So we'll see what happened. Who started? So they did decide to do VJ and Quentin Grimes in the backcourt. I almost said backfield like football. Justin Edwards started at forward in place of the one and only Kelly Oubre. And this is interesting. Justin Edwards had kind of a little bit of a silly season run last season. He had 12-9-5 with 4 steals. He's really good at getting steals. And he can knock down a couple threes. He didn't have any in this game. 5-11 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. If he's getting 29 minutes, yeah, I'd grab him. I'd do it. I'd grab him. I think he is going to, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get 9-5 like that as far as 9 rebounds and 5 assists, but he's good at steals. He can jack up some threes. Sometimes he gets hot shooting, and that's value at this point of the year. He's someone you might want to go ahead and pick up, especially if you need like those categories. Trenton Wofford started 19 minutes. I think we're going to have Dominic Barlow move back down to the forward because we're going to have Adembona or Andre Drummond. One of them are going to end up coming back, and that'll be the center, of course. 4-2-1 with a steal and a block for Trenton Wofford. I think you should sleep in the deeper leagues. Dominic Barlow had 11-4 with 2 steals and a block, 1 triple. He's like getting minutes, but dude, it's kind of mid. I would prefer him more in like a 14-16 more than anything instead of a 12. VJ Edgecombe, not his best game. Dude was chugging away and missed a lot. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 3-14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line in 29 minutes. Also, to be fair, this team got barbecue chicken like really bad. Yeah, Ed's 131 and 109. They were getting cooked. Quentin Grimes, big minutes, whatever game, but he needs to be rostered. 14-3-5, but still in the block, 1 triple, 5-14 from the field. And then he just crapped on your free throw too, and he's pretty solid at free throw. 3-6 there. I hurts, man, but I think he needs to be rostered, especially during this 5-game week. And I think he's one of the only players you're going to be rostering afterwards. When they return back to 3 games next week. Campaign, I hope you guys didn't like run and grab him. He got 18 minutes. It's a blowout, sure. Maybe he gets like an extra 4-5. But 15 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 triples. 10 shots, 3-4 from the free throw line. Dude, man, I hope you guys didn't run and grab him because you thought he was going to be the savior. VJ and Grimes are their guards. He's going to have more to do, but I don't think it's going to be helpful as much. Sure, you can take a shot on him this week, but once you return back to the regular 3-game week, you can probably stream that slot and get more value, especially if you're in fantasy playoffs. Jabari Walker, 16 points, didn't miss a shot. Whoa, he had perfection. 6-6, 2-2, and 2-2. Wow, okay. 1 rebound, 2 assists. I still think he's more of a deeper league guy. Marjan, dude, what? Why is Marjan Beauchamp getting 31 minutes, 17-6-2 with a block, 2 triples. This is some tank nonsense at this point. This is how you tank. You want to tank, you put in Marjan Beauchamp for 31 minutes. 7-13 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. I guess if this holds, he's not that exciting. But if this holds, I mean, yeah, dude, you might want to grab him in like a deeper league. I'd just keep an eye on that one. Detroit Pistons, we'll see what happened over here with these guys. Same starting group, except, of course, Sarg Thompson. They're having Sasser be in his place. Sasser had 6 points and three assists. Yep, like I said, you don't need to roster that guy. Cade didn't even have to score today. And I know it's probably frustrating. You're like, bro, where's my 25 points? I mean, it was the Sixers. They were bad. 8, 5, and 13. That's nice. Two steals on the block. 50% from the field, makes both his free throws. Underwhelming, I understand. But at least he was able to give you some assists, steals, and blocks. And that helps. Jalen Duren, 14 and 10 with the block. Two assists. Great shooting percentages. 6-7. 2 of 3 from the free throw line. That's solid. I'll take that any day. 15 and 5 with two assists and a steal from Tobias Harris. Two triples, 6-11 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. That's like classic Tobias Harris. I don't think you need to roster him, though. He's just like there. He's not even like the Tobias Harris that we used to know and love, who didn't do anything wrong. He just kind of showed up to work and did his job. I don't even think he's like that anymore. Duncan Robinson, 19, 2-4 with a steal, 5 triples, 70% from the field. Hot shooting, never counted on that, but if you need triples, you know, you can always look towards him. Isaiah Stewart, 13-5-4 with two blocks like that. He at perfection. 5-5 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. This list is going to get long because they cook these guys. Ron Holland, 15 points, 3 rebounds. Great shooting, 7-7 from the free throw line. That's beautiful. 12-4-4 with two steals from Kevin Herter. Two triples, didn't shoot well, but made both his free throws. These guys all got extra time, so you could tell it's a blowout. A lot of this is going to be garbage. Javonte Green, interesting play. 17 points, 3 steals, 4 triples, 5-8 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. I like that. That's a good game. They have 2 more games this week. He might be an interesting play in deeper leagues if you are considering it. 6 points and 2 rebounds for Paul Reed in his 12 minutes. He did give you 2 blocks as well. We know, we just wait for when his time comes, but his team's too loaded now. Good stuff for the Pistons, and dude, I feel bad for all the Sixers fan, man. You guys are just going through a lot of crap this season for no reason. Next game of the day, the Phoenix Suns barbecue chicken, the Indiana Pacers. They looked like they were trying and then they just stopped. We'll go ahead and check on the Indiana Pacers. And dude, oh my God, Ivica Zubac played a game. Who would have thought? 8.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 4-6 from the field, 16 minutes. He didn't play basically the second half. They said, yeah, it's enough. He's not going to play tomorrow on the back-to-back. No way. You know, there's instances like this in Washington where you're kind of playing their guys and he's in the back end. I just don't think they're going to run Zubac out like that. Only because now they really have the worst record in the league. And they actually have a shot to get a good pick. So it's good. He might play a couple games. This production is kind of okay. It kind of makes him more like a 14-team league guy instead of a 12-teamer. But if you like, if you're just in a league where you don't have a games cap and you're just trying to like pile on games, you can use Zubac to get some low-end center stats. And if the minutes get bigger and he starts hooping, we take it. Only 25 minutes for Jairus Walker. 12-6-2, 1 steal, 1 triple, 3-6 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. It just sucks. Like they're not trying that hard. They're going to lean towards some of their like two-way guys and stuff like that to kind of do most of the damage. Kobe Brown at 7-2-2 with the triple. Cool. 38 minutes for Ethan Thompson. He had 11-2-2 with a steal and 2 triples. Shot bad, 4-11 from the field. Made his only free throw, though. You had a pop-off game from Andrew Nembhard, 23 points. 6-7 shooting. Jesus, man. 9-10 from the free throw line. Whoa. 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples. He also did not start the second half, just so you know that. They're not going to try these guys that hard, especially their main starters. So you saw a lot of people like Jalen Slauson. 10-8-5, 2 steals and a block. That's a good line, man. I like that. He didn't shoot that well, only 33%. But he did give you a triple two, someone you want to keep your eye on. This is going to be real silly season now for the Pacers. Even like this is in the Phoenix Suns. I'm not saying Phoenix Suns are bad. Like they're a solid team. They did this against a solid team. Pascal didn't play. Yeah, man. Talen Peter had 6 points and 3 rebounds with 2 triples. I think I'd rather be looking towards Jalen Slauson if he's going to get a chance to do stuff like this. Cam Jones, you're only waiting on Andrew Nembhard to get out of his way. Didn't shoot that well. He had a good outing last time, but 3.6 assists and a steal, 1 triple. We also have Quentin Jackson that didn't play. That's someone else you might want to consider. They both do kind of like the guard thing. Jay Huff had 10 points and 3 blocks. Yep, that's what you need him for. He only played 14 minutes because, like I said, they had Zubac starting that first half. And Micah Potter is now a pumpkin, 8 points and 4 rebounds because everyone is available. We'll go ahead and check on the Suns, see what happened over here. J. Jalen Green, man, big game, dude. He started turning it up like literally at the right time. 36, 3 and 4, 4 steals, 3 triples, 61% from the field, 5 and 7 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. Beautiful. Beautiful. Devin Booker, dude, this is what we thought Devin Booker was going to do all season. He's going to have these big 30-point nights, 40-point nights. He's good for a 50-burger. 43 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples. Dude, if you made it this far and had to deal with all that crap from Devin Booker, this is what you wanted. Took 31 shots. Was 11-11 from the free throw line.
Wow.
Beautiful game, man. Colin Gillespie, 4-7-5 with the steal. Underwhelming. I mean, he didn't get any usage, basically. He took six shots. Royce O'Neal took more shots than Colin Gillespie. 15-3-1 with 5 triples, 5-8 from the field. All the shots are just triples. That's all he's good for. Which makes him interesting, though, if you need triples for the 5-game week coming up. I would roster Colin Gillespie still, but dude, these guys are doing everything. That's so many shots, dude. 23 for Jalen Green, 31 for Devin Booker. Well, good low end center stats, especially for the 5-game week. Also, Iguodaro, 6-5-4 with 3 blocks. Yep, we'll take that. He 50% from the field, but he gave me 50% from the line. You know, duality. Rashear Fleming had 2 points and 5 rebounds with 2 blocks. That's more of a dynasty play, more than anything. Cameron Lawatch is getting some backup center minutes, 4 points there, 3 rebounds. Jordan Goodwin could stop the stat sheet, but we also had to keep in mind there was no Grayson Allen, and Grayson Allen most likely will play tomorrow. They had injury management for him today. 6 points, 4 rebounds, still in the box for Jordan Goodwin, and no one else did anything. I mean, if this is going to be the case, dude, it's really like Devin Booker, Jalen Green free the world. And then you'll get Grayson Allen, like, being the bench scorer, doing all the crazy work off the bench. And, like, everybody else in the starting lineup just kind of gets theirs when they can. That's a lot of shots, man. Jesus. Next game of the day. I don't know how this went to overtime. Bilal Coulibaly had enough. But Orlando wins it 136-131 over the Washington Wizards. This is good, man. This is better than what we saw on freaking – oh, my God, dude. A lot of thoughts on that. But we're in the future. We're on Thursday the 12th. We don't have to worry about the past. Let's talk about the Washington Wizards. Bilal Coulibaly hit the 3 to send the game to overtime. I don't know. And then they were like, okay, we actually got to lose this. But dude, what's even crazier is that he played 36 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. They got 5 games coming up next week. I don't know if he's going to play 36 minutes, but yeah, you want to grab him. You could time it. They got one more game this week, but 5 games, and they're just letting him loose. Now, if it's against a bad team, you know, tailor your expectations. But if it's against a good team, dude, they're kind of letting these guys play. 29-5-5 is still in the block, 5 triples, 9-21 from the field. This is a good game, honestly, for him. 6-6 from the free throw line. That's a good game for Bilal. Time that right if you can. I know you're trying to, like, play out your streaming schedule, but if you have that ad and you can, like, tailor it over to the next week, I'd do it. Will Riley had 8-5 with the block, 1 triple, 3-10 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. It's ugly, but 5 games, you got to start thinking, it's probably the worst of the group, but hey, man, why not? Alex Saar, dude, oh, my God. 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks and 5, I'm sorry, 2 steals and 5 blocks? In 23 minutes? Oh, my God. Yeah, you just play him. There's no way that he plays 5 games next week. You got him for 3. Yeah, you're going to just expect to have him for 3. But he's doing this in 23 minutes? Yeah, he's a start. I hope you guys help. I really do. I did not want to drop him. I held him in the only league I had him. I was like, bro, like, what if there's a chance? It worked. 6-12 from the field for him, 3-4 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. Trey Johnson, his minutes are still low, although he probably needs to play because he's a rookie. 3 points, 5 rebounds and assists, 1 triple, 1-11. Whoa, a nice 9%er. Thanks, bud. Trey Young, 15-3-6 with 2 triples, 5-7 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Love that. That's just like shades of Trey without getting all of him. And he had foul trouble in this one. The thing is, Trey's going to probably play 3 games. I mean, dude, they're kind of raising their minutes, which is interesting. I don't know. I haven't got a chance to look at who they play next week, but if you have the good games, pencil them in for big minutes. Like, this is their big minutes, about 22, 23. Bub Carrington, 12, 5, and 5 with a steal. It's okay. He shot good, 71%. 2-2 from the free throw line. It's just Bub, man, you know? It's just Bub. Justin Champagne, 17 minutes, 12 and 4. A steal, an assist, great shooting from the field. Solid. Just wish he had more minutes. But if you want to kind of tack on some games, he might be able to play most of the five. Tristan Busevic returned. Got big minutes in this one, too. 11, 11, and assists. That's 11 rebounds and 11 points. An assist and one block, one triple. 5 of 12 from the field. Interesting. That's the thing. He's a good permanent producer. Oh, I don't know if he plays all five. But like I said, a lot of these guys you want to start considering. Jameer Watkins is a little down there in the rotation. 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal. That's more deeper leagues. Anthony Gill, I hope you're not relying on Anthony Gill. He had 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal in his 16 minutes. And Leaky Black got minutes. The only thing is Leaky Black was just in the G League. Julian Reese is not even playing because he's in the G League. It's hard to count on these guys. 12, 4, and 3 with the steal and 2 triples. He had great percentages, 4 or 5 from the field, 2 or 2 from the free throw line. I would be aiming, if you had to choose, I mean, of course, Sar and Trae Young, of like, you want them. They're not going to play 5 games, but they're getting a chance to play. I would be aiming my hardest to get Bilal. If they're going to let him play some minutes, I think they've been like running him out the most from the bunch. I'd be getting Bilal on my roster for 5 games next week. Rhea Riley, of course, I'd be getting him on my roster for 5 games next week. It's not going to be great. He can shoot crap at any moment, but yeah. Trey Johnson, I just wish he did more in his fantasy game. That's why I'm not as big on Trey Johnson. But sure, if you just want to attack on the games on someone against your opponent, 5 game next week, consider him. And then you can kind of go down the line of like Justin Champagne, Tristan Vucevic, and take it from there. Orlando Magic, dude, everyone hooped. No 80 burger, thank God, but everyone put up a line. I mean, you're the stuff that I'm reading. Tristan Da Silva was the man today. What is this? 26.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 3 triples. Whoa, okay. 10-18 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. All right. Wow. You know what we do. We don't go chasing. They have 4 games next week. Sure. But, like, it's not going to be this. 18, 10, and 5 from Paolo. He just, honestly, Paolo probably had the crappiest game of the group. 4 of 13 from the field and gave you 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Jesus, Paolo, why? Why do you do us like this? Honestly, he's been a baller for a couple weeks now. They were trashing him on Twitter for the longest, but he's been hooping. So I think he can have a bad game. Wendell Carter Jr., bro, what is 19 and 11, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples. 8 of 13 from the field. Oh, my God. You just pencil it. Like, if you look at your schedule, like, look at the schedule of these teams, and they're like, ooh, the Wizards. There's a couple teams you can do this to. You can schedule us on the Wizards. You can schedule us on the Bulls. Wink, wink. Foresight into later. Any other detaining teams? Memphis? Yeah, maybe. Memphis kind of tries a little harder. But if you see any of these tanking teams, specifically the first two that I mentioned, big nights are ahead. Desmond Bane, 22, 1 and 6, 3 steals, 2 triples, 50% from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Banger game. By the way, he's sitting in the top 40. He's like borderline top 30. Desmond Bane, man, he's inevitable. Jalen Suggs, 28, 4 and 8, 2 steals, 3 triples, 59% from the field on 17 shots, 5 and 6 from the free throw line. Played the back-to-back. These dudes just all had monster games. 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists for Jet Howard off the bench with 2 triples. Solid deeper league play. Javon Carter was shooting well, and then it was just like, okay, here. 6-2-2 with the block and 2 triples in his 21 minutes. And Mo Wagner had 7 points and 5 rebounds. He may be getting some more time because Jonathan Isaac kind of cooked his knee when he went up for alley-oop. It would have been a nasty slam. It would have been a nasty slam if it hit. And then he came down, and he just fell to the ground. It was, honestly, it was a little sad. But we might see more Mo Wagner next week. They have 4 games. So if you need some random low end center stats, it'd be someone to consider in deeper leagues. Nice stuff there. Crazy day with the overtime. I don't know what happened. Oh, no. This game is actually pretty close until the end. Atlanta Hawks win it 108-97 over the Brooklyn Nets. We'll go ahead and check on the Nets first and see what happened over here. No MPJ. Are we finally here? Did it take that long? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I could be miscuing that. But we did see Danny Wolf move to the starting lineup. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 2 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. It's, you know, he's done better games than this. They have 4 games next week. Makes him a little interesting. If you want to kind of get ahead of it and see what happens, sure. I have him on one league where I can just sit him on my bench, and then if he gets hot, I'll just play him. But if MPJ is missing, I think it's almost time for us to start looking at Danny Wolf. 10.6 rebounds from Noah Clowney, 2 triples. He's just whatever. He's more of a 14-team leaguer guy or anything. There's no more Dayron Sharpe for the year. He had season-ending surgery on his thumb. Sad. But we still only got 20 minutes of Nick Claxton. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. I think they're starting to phase out all these old guys. Drake Powell, there was no Nolan Treve. He had rest, and then we know Yeager is done for. He had 11, 1, and 3 with a steal and a block, 1 triple, 4-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. 32 minutes. I like the minutes. Production's meh. I think I'd rather have Treve out of the two. But I understand if you want to go to Drake Powell because Treve is taken and you need some point guard stats in like a deeper league. Ben Saraf had 10, 1, and 4 with 4 of 7 shooting, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He got the minutes because of Nolan Treve. I don't think that's anything you need to bite on. You got a random pop-off game from Josh Minot. Are you serious? 24 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 4 triples, 6 of 9 from the field, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Is it time? Is it Josh Minot time? No. No way. It might be Josh Minot time. Ooh, that'd be crazy. I don't want to call it yet. I was the one that was like, dude, you want to keep an eye on this when silly season happens. If he's getting 24, 25 minutes, I'm interested. He's not going to shoot this well. You can already count out the 67% shooting. That's not going to happen. But the defensive stats? Yep. That's a thing. Ooh, I'd keep it, dude. I'd keep an eye on this. I don't know if you grab him in 12-team leagues, but deeper leagues, yeah, I'd pick him up. Wow, that's crazy. You had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists from Tyson Etienne, a deeper league guy. But as Jalen Wilson's in our lineup, he had 5 points, 2 rebounds, whatever. Terrence Mann, 8 points, 2 rebounds, meh. And EJ Little had 4.6 rebounds and a block, and 2 blocks. I like the blocks, but these are all deeper league guys at best. I would look at Danny, dude, I mean, to be real with you, if Josh Minot outplays Danny Wolf, I'd rather have Josh Minot, but I would look at Danny Wolf. I think they're going to try and give him some extra run. Nolan Treve would be back. And I'd keep an eye on what happens with these center minutes because I wonder if they played Josh Minot as center and played small ball. That makes it even more interesting. I got to look this up. I got to go watch the tape. Good stuff. Oh, we got home. I'm sorry. We didn't even do the other team. I apologize. The Atlanta Hawks. They had no Dyson Daniels. He had a toe issue. I think maybe it was his rest. I hope. We'll go ahead and check on Jalen Johnson, 21, 9, and 9, 2 steals, 4 triples. Dude's rolling. 7 to 15 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Banger. Dude, he's going to be good. Where are we drafting him next year? I mean, we're already drafting him in the top 20. Ooh, I don't know, man. Is it top 15? Maybe. He's top 15 in fantasy right now. But we got some heads returning next year. Interesting. Interesting. I'll think about this in another time. Onyeka Okongwu, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 blocks, 40% from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. I love defense stats. He gave you 6 of them. Nice. You had 18, 2-2 with 3 steals from good old Nikhil Alexander Walker. No. 2 triples, 5 of 13 from the field, 6-6 on the free throw line. Love that. That's good. Rough shooting, but it's okay. CJ McCollum, headshot pretty bad, and then he kind of turned it around. 14, 4-2 with the steal. 6-17 from the field, 2-2 for the free throw line. I think he probably should be in rosters. It's just like, don't expect too much. And then some random days, you know, he starts getting hot from three and dropping like 10 of them. This happens, you know. Good game. Wow. Zachary Richachet. I'm impressed. 19 and 9, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 triples. Should I just believe this whole time? Is this what he could be? 50% from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. I don't know. It's a good game. I mean, I'm not banking on it because Dyson Daniels was out, but interesting. that's pretty much it from these guys. We have 4 points and 2 rebounds from Jock Landale. Oh, Jonathan Kuminga played. He played 19 minutes and he had 2 points and 9 rebounds. Please, please drop him. Please drop him. But good stuff for the Hawks. Good game there. Next game of the day. Ooh, the Bucks about to start packing it up, guys. They're 6 games behind the 10th seed. There's 17 games left. They don't have enough time. They don't have enough time. I'd be lying to you if I said they did. Milwaukee Bucks lose 105-112 to the Miami Heat. Oh, boy, we're going to go check on a certain somebody when we talk about the Heat. Let's go ahead and talk about the Bucks first. 31-6-3 from Giannis. 1 steal, 1 block, 29 minutes, 50% from the field, 7-11 from the free throw line. The points are there. The rebounds, assists aren't. I doubt he plays the back-to-back this weekend. I don't know, man. Clock's ticking. Clock's ticking. They're going to be shutting this guy down. There'll be no reason for him to play unless he's just going to be mad. And I don't know, dude. It's been all theatrics this whole season from him. Miles Turner, oh, it's like a good game, but then it's back to crap. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 1 triple, 29% from the field. Like I said, I think we're going to cash in on this one next season. Just be ready to cash in next season. We had that banger game.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Kyle Kuzma, look what happened. Bobby Portis and Jericho Sims return, although Jericho Sims is more so tied to Miles Turner. Bobby Portis is tied to Kyle Kuzma, though. He played 20 minutes. Kuzma had 5-3-1 with 2 steals. Hope he didn't pick him up. Usman Jang started, played 13 minutes in that. Oh my God, he had a Tony Snell. Oh no. Oh, Usman Jang. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah. He's more of like when Giannis gets shut down, but dude, that sucks. Kevin Porter returned. 6.7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, only 27 minutes. I don't know if that was necessarily to kind of manage his injury, but he didn't close down the stretch. I don't think, if I'm correct. 3 of 8 from the field there. Jericho Sims has 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He just gives you good field goal percentage of rebounds. It would have been good to grab him now because they had 3 games in the next 4 nights. He's still got 2 games if you need him for the back-to-back Saturday or Sunday. We'll check on the bench, guys. They move Ryan Rollins to the bench again. I don't know, man. Doc said he was going to retire next year. And I hope. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 67% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line for Ryan Rollins. But he's on the bench. He ended up closing the game. He played 32 minutes. I'd roll him out. You can trust Ryan Rollins. You can trust him. Bobby Portis, 19-5 with an assist and a steal, 2 triples, 57% from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. We know what he can do. He can kind of score and do all that. I wonder if they're going to roll out Bobby Portis when they shut down Giannis. That'll be interesting. Then we'd absolutely roster him. Please make sure, like I said, you don't roster Cam Thomas. He had 3 points, 1 rebound, and a steal in 16 minutes. Yep, I'm good there. They're not even starting AJ Green for shooting anymore. They're not even really playing him. He played 15 minutes. It's just a mess, dude. It's a mess. We did not have Tyler Herro on this one, but we did have Kelo Ware return. Kelo Ware did start next to Bam. He had 6 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block, 1 triple. Not his best shooting night, 22% from the field, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line, but he should be able to get back and rolling pretty soon. Bam Adebayo. Oh, no 83 burger today. He had 21-8-2 with a steal. But, dude, these percentages, whoa, they're bad. 6 of 20 from the field. 9 of 13 from the free throw line. One, I be real with you. Why is Bam at the free throw line for 13 shots? I have no clue. And then he decided to shoot 9 of 13 on it. That cool off was going to hit hard, and, man, we knew it was going to happen. Hey, you got your 21 points, though. I mean, can't complain there. Pelle Larsen, whoa, okay. 28-6-6 with a steal, 2 triples, 9 of 14 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. That's a beautiful game, Pelle. That's more so is going to get, he's going to take a hit when Tyler Hero returns, but that's dope. You get big minutes from Jaime Jaquez, but he kind of struggled. Lights are too bright. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 7 dimes, 2 of 11 from the field. Ouch, dude. Really? Dang. Davion Mitchell, Cruz, do what he does. 13-5-5 with a steal, 3 triples, 5 of 9 from the field. Solid. He's just like a low-end point guard. You know, it just kind of does his thing. Kasper Zakrzewicz, love this. I think he could be solid in the future, you know? 18-7, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 triples, 6 of 12 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Interesting to see if they ever decide to give him the keys at one point. That's interesting. I like that line. 9-4-2 from Drew Smith. Didn't get you a steal. What? Drew, that's why we roster you, brother. Dang. But he did shoot well. 4-7 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. And that's pretty much it. You had 8 points and 2 rebounds from Simone Fontecchio, who's just there to shoot threes for the team. Good stuff, man. They won. Of course, Bam was not going to score 83 again. Sorry, he just took a crap on your percentages in the process, though. Next game of the day, guys, we were rolling right on through. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Memphis Grizzlies. This is like a semi-tank bowl because, like, the Mavs don't look like they're tanking as hard as other teams, but the Grizzlies are tanking. 120-112. We'll go ahead and check on the Grizzlies. It's a mess. They sat a bunch of people, though. There's no Walter Clayton. There was no Ty Jerome. There was no Cedric Howard. This first leg of the back-to-back, they probably will play tomorrow. The biggest thing, though, I don't know if you guys caught it, Scottie Pippen Jr., has no timetable return. Do we just drop him? Just drop him. They pretty much just said, yeah, and bro's not playing the rest of the season. We'll go ahead and check on and see who did play today. Ryan Rupert had 13-7 with 2 assists and steal, 1 triple. Solid shooting, 5-11 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Cool. He's getting big minutes. He's on a two-way, though. You just got to factor that in, but he's getting big minutes. Good game for G.G. Jackson. 24-3 with the block, 1 triple, 8 of 15 from the field. This is a rough 3 of 5 from the free throw line, but that's okay. That's a solid line. He's not the best free throw shooter anyways. Talk about bad free throw shooter. You know it's crazy that his percent on the seasons like was in the 80s, but dude, Olivier Maxence-Prosper, when he shoots bad, dude, it's bad. 9-8-2 with 3 steals, 1 triple, 4-13 from the field, and didn't miss three free throws. Didn't even make a single free throw. He missed 3 of them. All 3 of them. Oh, geez. I mean, yeah, if you have him for the back-to-back, you hold and you play him. Bro, could you not? Like, it's fantasy playoffs. 23-2-2 with 2 steals and a block from Jalen Wells. Solid game. He did a little bit of everything. 3 triples, 7 of 15 from the field, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. That's cool. I like that. I just, like, the usage in minutes are there. I just don't be thinking he shoots that well. I don't know. Javon Small, 19-2-9, 1 steal. Great. He's like a good, solid point guard if they're running these guys. We had no Cam Spencer in this one, too. I think all those guys return, which, of course, limits Javon Small. 3 triples, 50% from the field, made all 4 of his free throws. That's a beautiful game. Good stuff. Jamal Mashak didn't shoot well, but 8-4-6 with 2 steals, 1 triple. I'll take that. More of a deeper league guy, though, I think, if you need to grab him. Look at this game for Taylor Hendricks. Man, I wonder if they use him more next year. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 triples, 7 of 12 from the field. Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to see if he can get it going next year. I know he's had some injuries starting off his season, but that's really strong. On the Dallas Mavericks side, you'd never guess who popped off for the Mavericks. Yep, it was good old Chris Middleton. 35 points? Oh God, I don't know what's happening today, man. I don't get it. My head hurts. 35 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 8 triples, 10 of 17 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. In 24 minutes. Oh, my God. Okay, sure. They played him on the back-to-back. He might get lower minutes then, but, like, I don't even know how you call this. Although we did say would you say the Wizards, the Bulls, the Grizzlies, these tanking teams? Might want to start picking up people doing some schedule plays for that. We'll check on the starters. Cooper Flagg just can't shoot. 13-6-7 with the block. He just can't shoot. He's in a slump. Makes it, I mean, it's too late to do a buy low probably in your league. But it should correct itself eventually. And you just kind of got to wait and be patient here. 1-2 from the free throw line for him. PJ Washington. Okay, I like the double-double. 12-10 with a block. And he actually shot okay. 5-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. They have four games next week, which makes them interesting. But, like, or is it a 4-4-3? They might have four games this week. I think they play two more. I think they have a 4-4-3, so they do not play four games next week. I apologize. Daniel Gafford, whoa, 22-14, an assist, a block? Dude, this is what we wanted. Is he back? 9-12 from the field, 4-7 from the free throw line. Whoa, welcome back, brother. Max Christie had 13 points, two steals, and a block. There's some utility there. Three triples. He just got a weird five turnovers. That's not like Max Christie. 5-12 from the field. This more so if you need three-pointers and random defensive stats, yeah, that's your guy. Najee Marshall, 5-6-3 with a steal, 2-7 from the field. Dude, he's not playing well. And you know what's even worse? He tweeted like he feel like he lost his mojo. That's sad. I hope he figures it out, man. He's in a bad slump. It just seems like he's just not himself this year. If you have him, I mean, he's only getting 23 minutes. If the minutes are low like that, I don't think you need to roster Najee Marshall. But hopefully he can find his groove back again over the next coming weeks. And, dude, Brandon Williams, huge game. 12-8-5, two steals, two blocks, 4-8 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. These guys all kind of feasted because they played the Memphis Grizzlies. So you can start penciling in if your team's going against a tanking team. Big lines are on the way. Good stuff from the Mavericks, although they probably didn't want to win that game. Guys, before we do go over these last three games, of course, I have to do my daily routine. Oh, it kept my picture in the middle. That was so weird. if you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the Legend Stock and Brew, and you love what you see over here at the Box Score Breakdown side, please make sure you like, subscribe, follow, wherever you're seeing this, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, the Sports Ethos page, some random website that I don't know about. Yeah, just make sure you like and subscribe so you can keep in tune with us Monday through Friday, right after the games. Getting all the news, the losers, the winners, the trends, the pickups, whatever it may be. Some laughs along the way. We could have a good time. And make sure you also follow my man, William is Bill, on Twitter as well. My co-host, who is absolutely killer at what he does. And just so you know, we do like having you here. All right, last three games of the day. No Wimby, man. Does this win count? I think it counts. They honestly were kind of getting cooked, and they rallied back from 20 down, man. Wow. Denver Nuggets win it 136-131 with the heroics, of course. I mean, you know who had to do the work over there. We'll go ahead and start on the Spurs. So there was no Wimby. We had Luke Kornet starting. He had 0 points, three rebounds, two steals, two blocks. I like the defensive stats, but okay. I guess that's it. Julian Champagne had 0 points last game. He gave you 7 points in assists, two triples, 3-7 from the field. They have a four-game week next week. Makes him a little interesting, but like you don't need to have him on your roster. Devin Vassell had 18-1-3, two steals, four triples, 5-14 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Solid. I like the 14 shots. He got to do a little bit more. I just wish he hit more of them in this circumstance. Oh, De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Ooh, them free throws suck, but this is the De'Aaron Fox we know and love. 27-3-9, one steal, four triples, 53% from the field. He was always that guard that kind of sucked at free throws. So you would put him in that pump build, and he'd be amazing. 3-6 from the free throw line is ugly, but welcome back, De'Aaron Fox. He's turning it up. He turned it up at the right time. It was time, man. I was like, bro, like, I think he needs to start getting ramped up because playoffs are around the corner. We're here. We're here. Dude, talking about turning it up. Steph Castle, 30-11-10. Nice, clean triple-double. And get this. He had 4-8 from deep, knocked down four triples. Had 7-15 from the field, which is solid shooting, but 12-13 from the free throw line. Wow. Okay, Castle. I'll give you that one. 13-5-5 from Dylan Harper, one block to go along with it. Just waiting his time. It's in the future. Uh-oh. Harrison Barnes. Is it heater season? You know what happens, dude. Harrison Barnes starts hitting these shots, and next thing you know, he starts getting buckets, man. I don't know if we're there yet, but we're close. 20.7 rebounds, one assist, one steal, two triples, 60% from the field, can't count on it. And 6-7 from the free throw line, it maybe this is just the Wimby being out bump that he got. But that's a solid game nonetheless. Go ahead and check on the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, man, you already know who hooped over here. Who else is going to save the day? Nikola Jokic. He looked at Stephon Castle and said, I'm going to raise you one more. 31, 20. Yes, that's 20 rebounds. 12 dimes, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 52% from the field, 53 to be exact. 11 of 11 from the free throw line. Yo. I wonder how many years do you think we have of this left? 3? Like 3 strong years of this? What is he? We're gonna look this up. Like do random stuff. Nikola Jokic age. 31. He just turned 31. We got like 3 years of this, you think? It's crazy. This is a nuts line, man. The other guy who just left it all on the court, man. 39, 2-7 with a steal from Jamal Murray. 2-6 from deep. 11 of 21 from the field, a nice 52%. And 15 of 15 from the free throw line. Oh, my God. You know what's sad? I don't think this team is a playoff team, like a contender. Because these guys just have to do too much. And you would want more from the other players, and sometimes they do it. I think they need to be extremely healthy. They need Peyton Watson. They need Aaron Gordon 100%, and they might have a shot. But these guys are working super hard. Christian Brown, 11-9. 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples. This 27% from the field. Ouch. 3-4 from the free throw line. That's rough shooting. Cam Johnson, 15-5. A triple, 6-8 from the field. That's hot shooting. Can't count on that. 2-2 from the free throw line. I guess. It's like mid. Crazy enough, Spencer Jones popped off. 19-4, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 triples, 8-13 from the field. Whoa, where'd that come from? Not something I'm counting on, but that's a good game. And off the bench, you didn't really get much. You got like 10 points and 2 rebounds from Julian Strother, 6 points from Bruce Brown, and 1 point from Tim Hardaway. Like I said, the main dudes just had to do too much. Good dub there, though. I love that for them. Last two games. This is a banger. I got a chance to watch at least the fourth quarter of this one. OKC gets the W. 104-102 over the Boston Celtics. You know what's crazy? Even though you could be like, oh, but they didn't have Jason Tatum. They didn't have Derrick White. But I'm like, dude. OKC didn't have Isaiah Hartenstein and Jalen Williams. This is like a semi-possible matchup for the championship. But it was a good one. Very fun to watch. SGA made history, guys. He broke the record for Wilt's record at that, for the most 20-point games in a row in the regular season, notching 127 in a row today. We've just had records getting broke this entire week. Wilt's, it wasn't a real record. The first one, he just passed Kobe. But you know what's crazy? Wilt Chamberlain literally holds the 30 most 30-point games, most 30-point games, most 40-point games, most 50-point games, and I think most 60-point games in a row. Because he's just crazy. Wilt's records are insane. But good stuff to SGA. We're watching a legend. He's going to be one of the best basketball players of all time. I'm pretty sure when they do the top 100, because they did like the NBA 75, they're going to probably do the NBA 100. Yeah, he'll be on that list. Almost certain. Jaylen Brown had 34, 6-7, 2 steals and a block, 1 triple. You could expect him to go big. There was no Jason Tatum here. 10 of 25 from the field. That's rough. 40% on. That's super high volume. But 13 of 14 from the line. We'll take that. Thank you. Sam Hauser, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 triples. He just kind of does what you need to do with the shoot threes. Peyton Pritchard return, 14, 4-4. Not his best shooting, but he did give you 2 triples to go along with it. Baylor Simon is in a starting lineup in place of Jason Tatum. 11, 7-5 with 3 triples, 40% from the field. It's cool. It's more of a deeper league guy, though. Best. Nemanja Kata had 4 points and 10 rebounds and 2 blocks. Not his best shooting. He gave you a steal, too, by the way. 1-4. That's not like Kata, but it's rough defense, man. He had to deal with Chet in the paint. 2-2 at the stripe, though, and that's nice. Ron Harper Jr., he does a lot of little things on the court. Not stuff you necessarily would notice on the stat sheet or if you're in fantasy, but 5 points, one rebound, one assist, one steal, and one triple in his 12 minutes. Luka Garza had 7-4 in his 20. And Hugo Gonzalez had 11-5-1 with two steals and one block, one triple. Great percentages, 4-7 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's more of a deep league guy, though, I think, at best. We'll go ahead and check on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like I said, there was no Jalen Williams and no Ihart in this one. So they ran out the same starting line. Oh, no. A.J. Mitchell moved to the starting lineup for this one. Instead of Isaiah Joe, I believe he started last game. SGA, 35-6-9, two steals, three blocks, two triples, 72% from the field, brother. 7-8 from the free throw line. We got a lot of years of this. Bro's like 26. Dude, we got like 10 years of this. You know what's crazy, though? He already said he does not want to play basketball as long as some of these other heads, like, you know, like a Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Maybe we only have like 8 years of this. But either way, I'm loving it. A.J. Mitchell moving to the starting lineup, 15-4-5 with a triple, 60% from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. Yeah, I think you roster him. And then we reassess when Jalen Williams comes back. 14 points, 9 rebounds for Chet Holmgren. One triple, 5-10 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Love that. Lou Dort. I don't even know what I was reading. 6.6 rebounds. We do not roster Lou Dort. Cason Wallace started. He played 30 minutes, but this is very underwhelming. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. He's your steal streamer at best. Now that everyone's back. Isaiah Joe got turned back into a pumpkin. He only played 13 minutes because, well, the team's healthy. Well, mostly healthy. You can drop Isaiah Joe. Jared McCain, 3 points, 1 rebound. You can drop Jared McCain. They're not playing. You only had 19 minutes for Jalen Williams. That is the center, Jalen Williams. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 3 triples in his time on the court. He's solid when he gets the minutes, but Chet's back. And then, of course, when Ihart comes back, he's a pumpkin. You had Alex Caruso. They're trying to ramp up his minutes a little bit. 7-4-2 with two steals in the block. We know what he can do if he got more time. You just can't trust it because they're trying to bubble wrap the guy for the playoffs, which is expected. By the way, he had 15 minutes of Aaron Wiggins, who had 9 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. He also can be dropped if you had him on your roster. We know the main guys over there still doing their thing. And then, of course, we expect Jason Tatum to report in the next game, as well as, I think, Derek Wright. He'll be back for the next one for Boston. Last game of the day. Yes, we had a 50 burger. We had the 83 burger, that's its own thing. But this is the first 50 burger we had in a long time. And this is Luka's first 50 burger as a Laker. Just so you know, for a little history. They win it. The Lakers win a 142-130 to the Chicago Bulls. Good stuff there. We'll go ahead and check on the Bulls. Matis Bezelis and Josh Giddey are hooping for this team. They are balling. They had a great game last time, and they had another good game. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 triples for Matis Bezelis. Didn't shoot well. 19 shots, and he hit 7 of them. But he did give you 4-5 from the free throw line. Leonard Miller stayed in the starting lineup. Oh, this is in place of Isaac Okoro, but I don't know, man. It's someone you might want to consider. 15 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 triple, 6 out of 9 from the field, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line is 31 minutes. I think deeper league, sure. 12-teamers, dude, I'd keep an eye. Like, if they just, like, shadow tanked Isaac Okoro out the lineup, I'd be grabbing Leonard Miller. Jalen Williams played. He played 30 minutes. I'm sorry, Jalen Smith played 30 minutes. He had 14-4 with 2 triples. Kind of underwhelming. He probably does not play the back-to-back there, and then they're done for the week. So if you need to drop him, I totally understand dropping Jalen Smith. Trey Jones, I would hold. 18-4-6 with the steal, 50% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Thank you. Josh Giddey, dude. 27-8 rebounds, 15 dimes, 2 steals, 6 triples, 10-17 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Jeez, he's doing this stuff like he did last year in March. Wow. 15-5-7 from Rob Dillingham. Okay, brother. One steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. That's solid, dude. That's solid. I don't know if he's going to have a role there in the future, but cool. Nick Richards had 15 points and 4 rebounds on 7-9 from the field. He's probably someone you might want to consider picking up. There also was no Gershon Yabusele, by the way. He might return in the next one, but, like, it's Gershon Yabusele, so, like, who cares? But you might want to consider Nick Richards as a stream if you need some center stats for tomorrow's game. Oh, look at that. Yuki Kawamura played. He had 3 points and 2 assists in his 10 minutes. Cool. All right, last team of the day, guys. The Lakers. Hey, what I say? You play these bad teams, expect a good game. LeBron chilling as the third option. 18-7-7, 2 steals on the block. 7-13 from the field, 4-6 in the free throw line. That's where I had him at the season. I was like, yeah, LeBron's probably going to average 18-7-7. This looks spot on to me. Rui Hachimura's in the starting lineup, 15 points, rebound, assist, a steal, 3 triples, 60% from the field. Yep, that looks like a Rui Hachimura game. No, you do not grab him. Yo, DeAndre Ayton got 37 minutes. Are we here? Are we back? I think we're back. Chad, I think we're back. 23 points and 10 boards. Oh,
that's all he wanted all season, bro.
1 assist, 10 and 13 from the field, 3-6 from the free throw line. But like, 10 and 13 from the field, finally. Finally. This is all we wanted. Man, if he got dropped, dude, I'd pick him up. Maybe he was right. Maybe J.J. Redick figured out something. He said, I'm pretty confident he's going to give us his best effort rest of the way. To be fair, it's the Bulls. I understand. I think their next matchup, are they against Denver? Ooh, I think they are. That'll be the real test. Austin Reeves, dude, banger game from him. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 13 to 20 from the field. Jeez, okay. And Luka Doncic with almost a 50-point triple-double. 51 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 9 threes. Okay. 17 of 31 from the field and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. That's why he's one of the elites in fantasies, man. We got a lot of years of this, too. He's around 26. Holy moly, these guys are balling, dude. And then basically you had nothing on the bench. I'm not going to lie to you. You had 5 total points combined on the bench. Yo, that's sad. So they had to do everything, the starting 5. Good stuff to them, though, man. They did it. They got the job done. Guys, that is it for today. I don't know why it doesn't adjust back. For today's show, I do have a question to chat. I try to answer them when I can. This question is, which two would you hold? Jairus Walker, Tristan Da Silva, or Gui Santos? Both Jairus Walker and Gui Santos both have 4. Actually, they all have 4 games next week. Ah, dude, I really think. I know Tristan Da Silva is kind of hype right now. Gui Santos, yes. If it's minutes you're worried about, it'd be Tristan. But Jairus Walker, I think, has more upside than Tristan Da Silva, which is why I would personally pick Jairus Walker. But Gui Santos, absolutely. We know that Steph Curry's out for another 10 days. I'm not worried about Kristaps Porzingis. And they're letting this dude shoot. Gui Santos is automatic. And that's up to you. If you, like I said, if you're more to worry about minutes and like they kind of they're jerking around Jairus's minutes because, you know, they're tanking, I totally understand. But if you're not and you do, you know that the upside's there, then I would look towards Jairus Walker over Tristan Da Silva. But that's it for me. I will see you guys tomorrow. I don't know how many games there was. I didn't get a chance to check. But dude, you get to hang out again. That's the fun part. So thank you for watching this episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson. You watched another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Keep killing those matchups. Guys, we're almost out of the week. I hope you're going to your finals week next week or somewhere in your playoffs. Because I want you to win your leagues. Have a good one.